Honey Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, Seti J. I'm getting ready to log into the Facebook so we can get ready to do the show live from there as well as simulcast. So, yes, linking that now. That's now in effect. There we go. Bam. I see Nays in the building. So, yes, welcome to Life After Dusk Live, a.k.a. Hump Day After Dusk. Glad to have you. What's up, Nay?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. I got you coming out through the sound or into both on also into the simulcast on the Facebook Live feed too. So, yeah, it's going down for real. Yes. But what is good with you, Nate? What's been going on?
Just chilling, you know. Another day, another dollar.
Mhm. Well, since this is another day, another dollar, let me borrow a dollar.
Nah, I already got people trying to borrow $50.
Ah! So, oh, y'all, that's so inside. They come out the top rope already. The inside joke. Oh, only y'all knew. Only you knew. Oh man. You've been chilling.
For real.
But, anything else exciting happened over the weekend for you?
Went to church, you know.
That's exciting, being saved and sanctified. That's something else. That's something else. Great right there. You being saved? You?
Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Yes, it is. Okay.
Okay. Well. I did kind of catch up. I talked about the Monday show, man. I got flipping toad, and so I was letting the world have it, man. It was gonna catch this wrath for real. Ain't got time for it. So yeah. Oh, by the way, people. I will do some shout outs to for the simulcast. I'm on Facebook Live during the music break. So don't worry, I got y'all. I'll give y'all a proper shout out. Hey, move this pop filter. The pop filter all in the way. Y'all can't see my lovely face. But oh man, so. Nay, today's gonna be interesting because it's one of those days where we and you really get to have fun because it is this week. I decided to have any guests this week because I just want us to be able to, you know, some weeks we just want to clown around, have some room to navigate to be up with our segments and whatnot. So yeah, it's crazy, but all right. So what we gonna do? We're gonna go ahead and go into. Not a song break now in about the next 5 minutes, we go to our song break. But we got today's show. We are doing the six, which the six is a list of 16 based on a particular topic that yours truly comes up with. And then Nay does Seduction 101. So, yes. Which, Nay, I know you got something good for us for Seduction 101 later.
Yes, I do.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you something today, and oh, my goodness. Oh, so, one thing that has been bugging, that's been really bugging me, and this is, I'm going to, spoiler alert, tell you guys what today's, the list is about, the six is about. excuse me. It's about now. Just think there's people. I don't know what I want to say. Like last week was part two of what we want. Like what has been driving us nuts for 2019 already. I'm going to say this one is going to be this, like things that drive us nuts. In this particular instance, people beg you for stuff, but then this happens, and this is a blank thing. Like basically, it's stuff that we don't like. I don't get you begging me for money, and you're doing what? So we gonna talk about that. Oh, we gonna talk about it. So there's no, it's coming up in the six. Spoiler alert on that. But Nate, here's a question. I think wasn't it snowing up there this weekend? Nay.
What was that?
I said wasn't it snowing up there this weekend?
It was snowing.
Oh no, yeah, I was asking, was it snowing?
It's just cold.
Oh, okay. I'm sure, where was it? I'm trying to think where it was snowing at. I'm like, I'm going crazy. But, nah, I mean, it's more in the east. That's what it was. But some of y'all, man, y'all are wilding out. Like, people, can y'all please, I just don't get people are so ass backwards. When it's snowing, people want to, all of a sudden, some people want to still drive like they on the episode of Speed Racer. And they putting everybody else's life on the line and shit. But then you got other times when the weather is perfect, you got people just doing the most, and they just—I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Y'all drive like it's snow on the ground when it is clear. It's a clear sunny day. I need y'all to drive up the weather, man. And my thing is this: like, see, I'm a person. Because people didn't understand there's a difference between driving stupid and cautious. And I put stupid and scary in the same discussion. There's cautious and there's stupid and scary. Example of stupid and scary versus cautious. Okay, so I'm going to use the same instance and show y'all the difference in this. Cautious is, I see there's some black ice getting ready to approach, right? So in order to not hit the black ice, I'm rolling through, and I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to hit that black ice. Bam. I take my time on how I go across it, and, you know, I start letting off the gas a little bit, and then I make my way, and then I slowly go across it, and then back to where I was doing. Scary and stupid are the people that all of a sudden that press the brake, doing this, and they spinning, and then they look like a goddamn pinball machine because they hitting wall to wall to wall because they don't know what the hell, because they learn ice one-on-one. Don't be, I'm pressing so damn hard on the brake. The magic trick of the day when you are riding on ice is not press so damn hard on the brake, is to let off the gas a little bit, because that sometimes if you break a certain way, it's going to throw your trajectory off, and you want to. And it's all about keeping that friction going when you go drive. I mean, y'all got to be something like goddamn Bill Nye, goddamn science guy. But I'm just telling you, it is what it is. I'm sick of. That's why I'm like, God, please. We're on such a great streak of not really having to deal with winter weather here. Please keep the cold. I understand it's gonna be cold. But please keep the snow and ice away from here, because people do not know how to act, and I don't feel like having to deal with it. And I'm telling y'all right now, y'all know how I do. When it's snowing ice on the ground, my ass will be staying in this house. And if I got to, when I need to get some food really that bad, I will walk up to that goddamn corner store, and I'm going to get the hell and get out of there and call it a damn day. And I got a job where I can work from home in those kind of instances, so I'm good to go. I'm going to still make my money. So yes, I ain't got time for it, man. I keep all that foolishness out of here. I ain't got time for it. Anyways, we're going to go ahead and go into a song break. We come back. Me and your girl, Nay, are going to do my favorite Wednesday segment. Second favorite, because Seduction 101 is my favorite. Well, my second favorite is the six. We'll come back to that. That's when we have a list of 16 based on a particular topic. We'll be back after this, y'all. We're going to go ahead and go into a song by my boy, A.V. the Great. This is What You Spoken right here on Life That Does Live.
Smoke, yeah, smoke, yeah, just smoke, yeah, just smoke, smoke, yeah, yeah. Okay, we smoke weed to say fuck problems, sell weed again if I got it. In the streets playing dodgeball, we don't catch cases, we just dodge them. Billy Garcia, switch sweet, fuck the law, smoke weed, change the law, legalize weed. Ain't nothing wrong with abusing leads. A box of swishes, how much can you smoke? All we do is hustle, tired of being broke. Fuck you for an hour, rarely happens so. I was probably drunk as hell or rolling off that mo. LL, why you acting like you ain't high too? This weed hitting like Ryu, Jane red hair like Pyru. Big booze and C5 too, she right here and she high too. Roll the paper plane in the blood too, 10 on the sack, 5 on the brew. Wow.
Calm me down. Don't turn back. Swiss, sweet, scars in Vegas. Phyllis. Don't turn back. Cigarellos. Big blunts. Calm me down. Free your mind, child. Free your mind, child.
What you smoke? LG. What you smoke? What you smoke, Cali Kush? What you smoke, LED? What you smoke, purple weed? What you smoke, Swiss and sweet? What you smoke, paper plane? What you smoke? Okay, we smoke weed to say fuck problems. Roll another one and forgot it. Sitting patient in rotation. This lasts a hard, this feels amazing. Vaporizers and bongs too. Gas masks in a bowl too. Colorado, what it do? Texas to legalize too. All the boxes and swishes, how much can you smoke? All my niggas hustle, tired of being broke. Bitches harvest season, time to make it grow. Roll them back to back until my eyes is slow. Deep down in the dirty south, we know who got it by word of mouth. I hit you up, take a trip, buy an apron, probably smoke you out. Get a shotgun from a girl's mouth, hit the buffet, go pig out. Hit the studio and roll up again, and when I leave here, match with my friends.
Oh man, you already know how we do it down in Texas. Smoking big, banging UGK. Got the munchies like a motherfucker. Probably listening to that East Coast J, that West Coast pop. Smoking good, feeling good, looking good. Free your mind, child. Free your mind, child. Pass that shit. Roll up.
All right, we're back, y'all, on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, on both the live radio stream and the Facebook stream. When I start making this darn theme fall, good Lord. Okay, there we go. I'm about to say, you better give me some act right. Mm-hmm. There we go, Lord. We got it together now. Look at God. All right, so yes. Nay, you ready? You ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, girl. All right, so.
It's funny because my sister on your line.
yeah, she was telling me. Yeah, she was said she on my line. She was like, yeah, that's my sister, Daisy Jackson. So yeah, I was laughing. She came straight over here. First comment.
I was the one typing it.
Oh, you were typing that. Oh, interesting. Oh, that being messy. I'm glad I didn't say anything mean about you. You were trying to get me in the chat. I gotta watch out for you. Mm-hmm. Well, anyways, we are gonna go ahead and get into the six, which is a list of six scenes based on a particular topic. And this one's very, very special to me and Nay's hearts. and this is like, because people come to you in a time of need, and I put time of need in quotation marks, because I understand when people actually need your help, that's understandable, but I do not like when people be doing too much. Like, come on. So we gonna name some instances where that ish gets on my damn nerves. And I'm gonna do like give you a dissertation, whatever, on each of them. So here we go. Meet this damn gum out.
Yeah, I think
I'm
mad
too.
Gum on here.
Oh yeah, that's why I was like, let me take that out. I didn't want to let the flavor go. I'm not one of the people. Once I take the gum in my mouth, I'm not chewing again. I don't know. I can't get jiggy with it.
Nah, 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 nah. Why do you almost drop your mic like that?
Man, because I'm sitting. Okay, so this is what's happening. So I was trying to adjust the scissor arm, right? So what I have my phone on is that little, not sure I can map it. Let me show y'all what this phone is on, so y'all can see how crazy and flimsy this thing be. So it's on this. When you have a little leg set right, it plays nice with you. But like when you moving too much stuff around it, and they get caught on like a wire. Oh man, you finna have your phone drop a million times. Yeah, that's what kept. That's what I kept dropping my phone, because I was dealing with that. So yeah, we got it together now. We got everything working.
Yeah,
oh,
get it together.
Mm-hmm, see, over here trying to clown with you because you over here clowning. I gotta get it all the way back. Y'all be watching this live. Like, was he drunk? Yeah. Sadly, people, I was completely sober when you saw this live. So it's very saddening that I was that damn clumsy. Anyways, Nay. Okay, so topic for today. Y'all got just the topic for today. So number one of when people ask me for money, but this happens and it pisses me off. Number one is I do not like when people be like, ooh, can I borrow some money? My kid's hungry. Or this, that, and the third, and they go spend the money on their kids. They go spend the money on a nigga. Like you gotta make sure your story add up. Like, that be bugging me because. Like, to go even further on that, like, I'm going to give you an example. Like, I've seen it to where I just don't be getting it because y'all know me. I call like it is. Like, this doesn't make any sense to me. So, if you ask me for, like, if you got a whole nigga and you ask me for a ride, your ass, but it shouldn't even be second. It shouldn't even be second thought that you got to give me gas money. Because especially, you know, he's sitting, he over there big chilling, just sitting around. Yeah, girl, you gonna go get us something to eat? Okay. And he just sitting around not doing shit. And hell, he not even hustling. He just around. And his ass ain't putting it on the goddamn gas.
He just leeching.
Oh, we got a problem.
He's just leeching at this point.
Yeah, man, y'all gotta get rid of. No more leeches. Fuck scrubs. 2019. We gotta start calling. We gonna start talking about a new topic. Leeches. Y'all didn't quit enabling this leeching, man.
We gonna call them some roaches. We're going to call him for Roach.
You know what? Roaches work hard, though. Leeches don't work hard. They just get on you and suck the life out of you.
Work hard.
Hell yeah, roaches, man. Because they be flying. They fucking shit. Hey, man, they be pissing. What you want with the goddamn wings? You ever had to fight, man? I'm telling you, man, fighting roaches, man, all my life, man. I'm telling you. You got it ain't no kind. I don't care what kind of training you got. You could have some special. You could have some special op type of training. You ain't gonna beat no goddamn cockroach that easy. If them must start flying and moving fast too. You gotta time that shit just right. You always gotta be two steps ahead of it, or you gonna lose every time. See, Nate over here being petty and got me out. You know what? And just use a, anyways, nay. Number two.
Don't be asking me for no money and you just met me. What they do that at? You never even met me in real life. But you want to ask me for some money. Like, what the fuck? I look like the motherfucking bank.
Right. Like,
this ain't no loan. This ain't
Nay's
payday
loan. Nay's payday loan. maybe that's because you know you're a business woman. Maybe you should start that as a business. Payday,
okay.
Nay's payday loan.
I can't. No, for real. So what do you think this is? Like, what? Like, do I look like a
suck ass
bitch to you? Like, no.
Yeah, people get. I be laughing.
You know what? I said I wasn't going to be petty this year.
The audacity. The unmitigated gall. Some of these people got to even think they can.
Because I was
that.
Just about to say, because bitch, I will pull up, I will find you and whoop your ass and then fly back to Indiana. Like, stop playing. Like, I'm a goofy ass bitch.
Okay. Okay, she gave y'all clues now. Blues clues. Oh,
y'all
man.
So weird. Like, who raised y'all? Like, when they do that?
Which,
like,
which, by the way, Nate, that leads us to number three. Because number three is don't be asking me for money like you're struggling, and 5 minutes later. You are. I'm living my best life. You living your best life.
I ain't going back and forth with you, bitches. But you live, bitch. You know what? How the fuck you gonna live your best life when you just ask somebody for some money?
Matter of fact, anybody that do that, I'm changing the song. I'm living my best life.
She living her best life. Asking Nate Seduction for some money. She living her best life.
Y'all were, ooh, can I get some money? Can I get some money? Like, what with people to hustle? What is with the, y'all be asking random people? I don't get how people can ask random people for money. Like, bruh.
That
I'm sorry. Even if whether it's a person I just met, I don't care. Even if I know you for a while, if I don't rock with you like that, there's no way in the world you should be doing even move your lips to do that. And then what pisses you off is when those people, same people do that, and they be on like they be big chilling on vacation. I be like,
but
I be like, I'm excuse.
If you on social media, that's like.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, exactly. Done for the book. I'm telling you, man. That's why I don't believe.
Doing it for the gram.
As Jay-Z, once said, believe half of what you see and none of what you hear. I'm telling you, man. Some of you, boy, you see, have something you see on this here social media. These people don't be, they living their best life, please. Y'all got to cut it out, man. And if y'all watching the, I know some people can't see me because they hear me on the air versus seeing me on the video. But if you saw me in the video, you see me doing the full house. They need to cut it out. Like, I'm just over it, man.
But it's crazy how that person can sit and ask somebody to borrow some money, but don't even know your real name. You know my Instagram name. You don't know my real name. You don't know me in real life.
Exactly.
Like, you buddy.
I'm just like, my thing is this. Y'all have, like, and I mean, to my knowledge, y'all have never been to a case of where y'all have been cool like that.
Nope.
Like, not even was it as for money, like, y'all don't talk to each other like that. Like, what the fuck? It goes back to my number one thing of me saying, like, how y'all be having full whole mates out here and be moving y'all lips to say that?
I'm about to say
something that's gonna piss some people off, but oh well, get over it. It's funny. Everybody want to be a nigga until it's time to be a nigga. Okay, y'all take that how y'all want to take it. if you want to play man in the house, you better be man in the goddamn house.
Or
dick
don't,
or no
like,
dick.
Stop trying to prove a point on social media.
Dick or no dick. If you got a person that's supposed to be the man in the house, they need to handle their man in the house duties.
That goes for these wannabe models. Like these models, like you portraying a certain image on social media, but behind closed doors, you in somebody's inbox that you don't know, asking them to borrow some money.
Just ridiculous. Like, live within your means.
So you know what I did? Because, you know, I'm on this whole growing and being a better person and not being petty this year. I just politely went and unfollowed her.
Well, that leads me to throwing a pass.
Bitch,
back at
why the fuck? Hey, so you want to be like, bitch, why the fuck you in my motherfucking inbox asking me for some motherfucking money?
I told her the same thing. I was like, man, I told her I was ready to go off. Because, like, that's just out of hand. But, okay, Nate, you got, Nate, what? Nate, what you got for number four?
Sister, next time somebody asks you for some money, switch it up and say, damn, I was just about to ask you for some money.
Oh, that's a dope ass Jedi mind trick. Yeah, for real. That's a great one. I was just getting ready to ask you. It changed because then it changed the whole script. They be like, damn it.
Then they be like, damn.
Okay, so I'm gonna throw it to you. So Nate, what's your number four?
Now, my number four is if you need money that bad, you better go hit the stripper pole like I did.
You know what? And word in the street is you weren't very great anyway, too.
Ooh.
I'm just telling you what they told me. They told me, they said that child, man, they had a little pole for you.
Oh boy, stop!
they had a little person pole for them. Y'all know what? I talk a lot of trash. I was because someone was having a discussion about.
Stop trying to come
what?
For my height. He's trying to come for my height, y'all. He's trying to come for it.
Hey, you know what? Nate know what time is, because, y'all, Nate's short, but when she got on heels, that little ass get up there, Lord.
Okay.
Okay.
They don't have
midget
poles in the strip club. Thank you very much.
I know. Duh. I'm aware of that. I've been inside.
You know what? Don't be an asshole today.
You gotta remember, I just recently did a 2-part series this year on strip club etiquette. So trust me, I've been to one before. A whole series of strip club etiquette. So trust me, I know.
Facts still haven't hit yet. There may be still need it.
Oh, thank you, sister, because you just gave me a perfect number five. Number five, don't be hitting me up, asking me for money. And when your taxes come back, you get your refund. I ask you for gas money. You want to act all indignant, like you too good to give me $5 of gas money. You out here living your best life, balling out. You done claimed about 10 people kids. Hell nah. You better put some
money. Okay.
All right, put some petrol.
Booty.
You want? I'm telling you, man. If people start acting ignorant, I'm gonna get the Google calculator, right? And I'm gonna get the Google calculator like this, and I'm gonna be like, okay, what's the Uber rate? I'm charging your ass an Uber rate. You get in my car and you start acting a fool. I don't care if I work for Uber or not. I'm gonna give you the Uber rate. Fuck the gas money. I'm charging you Uber prices. All right, you trying to get from where to where? All right, I'm recording this. That's gonna be $13. And I do accept PayPal. Thank you very much. So yeah, I want to hear it. I gotta do it like this. I gotta get put some emphasis on it. I don't want to hear it.
So number six,
man.
Like sister.
Number six. Okay, that's on you. Number six, man.
Don't quit your job yet. Don't quit your job. Don't quit your job trying to wait on them. Don't quit your job when you get some taxes.
Don't quit, exact, bruh. PV, no action plan.
Then,
be like, you know
then
what?
The next one, come in May, y'all asking people to borrow some money.
You know what? You know what's interesting? Because I know people that work in collections and, you know, especially like dealing with people with, because of car notes. And it'd be so interesting because you know how it goes. Tax season, everybody starts. Man, they want to go buy that bit. They want to go buy the bins and ball out and say, "Yeah, I got my. Y'all look at me. I got my my E class and
got
all
my
that."
Foreign. I'm driving the foreign.
Yeah, I'm driving the foreign. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, you driving that? Wait, give it 4 months. Give it 4 months. It's gonna get repo. 4 months.
Yeah, give 4 months, they'll be back to driving local. And when I say local, I mean they're going to be riding that goddamn city bus.
Hey, repo man.
I'm telling y'all, man. I mean, because y'all be surprised. Some of the same people that be on that be like some of the people y'all be seeing down these clubs, y'all be like, ooh. Y'all be like, ooh, he got money. Y'all be saying that, and then they be the very same people getting their stuff told.
Hey, another one, baby mamas, don't be selfish with them babies this tax filing year. If your baby daddy helping you with these babies, let that nigga file one of them babies. It's only fair.
Okay, come on now, Nate, talk to him.
Who said it? Hey, stop being selfish. You know that nigga been helping with that baby all year, giving you money, buying diapers, and similar. Like, let that nigga get some of his money back.
Hey, if you're a person that's a leech that be trying to come around and ask for shit. If you're a person that asks for shit and you don't never contribute. I'm claiming your ass as a dependent on my fucking taxes. I'm letting y'all know right now. Anybody that be on that weak ass shit,
hold up.
Claiming your ass as a dependent.
Hold up, I got one. Hold up, y'all, I got one. So, if a nigga been living in my house and I've been taking care of you.
Okay, I'm going to throw a bonus. Okay, I got one. Since you want to throw a bonus one, I'm going to throw another bonus one in. Hey, sis, look at me in the eye right now. Don't let these people try to turn on your self-esteem. If he wasn't there back in June and July, his ass don't need to be here in December, January, February, March, April. Don't let his ass come around. You let if he
wasn't there before them taxes, don't let that nigga be there when them taxes drop.
Hey, if he's still trying to beat that out the frame in May and June, oh, you got you a real one. I'm telling you, I know that you, all of a sudden you like. You rock around, you like, ooh, girl got me some last night, Tyrone, he wore me out. Nah, F that. don't let Tyrone get your head fucking big and have you out here wilding out. Have you out here sound like a bad boy song? You must be used to me spending.
Used to me cry.
And another one.
Y'all funny.
I'm telling y'all, man. Don't be falling for that hashtag tax dick. Don't fall for it. So yes, that is the six, y'all, the weekly six, a weekly list of six things based on a particular topic. What we gonna do? We got a little bit of time. We're gonna go straight into the to Seduction 101 now. F it, we'll skip the music break, go ahead and go to Seduction 101. But before I do that, let me go ahead and go to the chat room. Shout out people. So we got Jamisha in the building. We got, I hope I said her name
Jamisha
right.
Got Jamisha in the building.
She's in the building. Got Tyree in the building. My boy SB, a.k.a. Steve, in the building. My girl Asha in the building. And girl Nikki sitting there clowning, talking about, you run to the money, run out. Oh, you there to the money, run out. Okay, I'm reading now. Petty. I'm telling you, that's why y'all don't fall for that hashtag tax dick. Don't do it. All right, well, Nate, what you got for Seduction 101?
For Seduction 101, today's topic is, how long is it okay somebody in the friend zone? How long do y'all
ooh.
Think?
Man,
even though you've been given... Even if a nigga been giving out dick or coochie, like, or if a female been giving him coochie, if a nigga been giving her dick, how long do you think it's okay to keep a person in a friend zone, even though y'all been fucking?
Damn, Nate. It's a great... Man, these Seduction 101s this year, they're very interesting. You've been coming out the top rope, these Seduction 101s. Okay. Who going first, you or me?
You go first.
Oh, Lord. Okay, it depends.
Then my sister's gonna go, and then I'm gonna go.
Okay. All right, so tough one. How long? So, your question again for this week was, how long do you keep somebody in the friend zone?
Even though y'all been fucking.
Okay. You know, it's interesting.
Before
so,
you,
I was.
Okay, how long should you keep somebody in the friend zone, even though y'all been fucking? How long should you keep them in the friend zone before y'all actually commit? Let's put it like that.
I was having this discussion on Saturday, on Friday, on a DATE. And, we were talking about that. Really? Okay, so this is me personally. Like, the. those first, like, so people need to understand there's a difference between dating and relationship, and then engagement, married. Like, those are, and then there's friends. So, first off, it's a trick question in a sense, because you should always be friends. That's one thing we need to fucking figure out.
You should always be friends.
Yes, because if y'all friends, y'all gonna get along better. They're gonna have a better conversation when y'all see each other. All that. If you ain't friend, if you're not on a friend, you don't get that friendship foundation first, and you F. But if you are ready to move this foundation on to the dating phase, I would say dating. I would say maybe 2-3 months. Dating phase. Now, I'm going to explain, because people are like, what the hell is the difference between dating and relationship? Dating is, okay, y'all are not quite an exclusive item, but now y'all starting to really take each other seriously and really explore each other more on a more romantic level. So that's about 2-3 months in. You should be by those 2-3 months in. You should know by then if you're ready to move to dating. Yeah, you should know the person is. And I say relationship. I say the actual relationship 6 months. Because now y'all have had time. Yeah.
Okay.
I would say 6 months, because think about like 6 months. Is a good amount of time to like really evaluate a person and you know all these different seasons that happen and whatnot. That's a good amount of time to test consistency. So if you're consistent for 6 months, and y'all feeling each other and y'all ready to make the, I think 6 months is a solid amount of time. Like I said, 2-3 months for dating. To a completely exclusive relationship, 6 months.
So exclusive relationship, give it 6 months before y'all commit to that.
Yeah. So okay. I mean, because even I say during the friends phase, you're not necessarily locked in to have to talk to just one. I mean, don't mean run around and act real wild. But you're not,
right.
You know, too. But you're not necessarily committed to one person. Dating, you're still not, but you're starting to really hone in on that one person, on one person more so than others. And then relationship, of course, that's saying hit the road jack to everybody else and keep it like that. So yeah, I would say 6 months.
Okay.
That
was good. Yeah.
All right, who next up?
Okay, so it's on me. All right. I think, like, for the whole friendship thing, like you said, you're supposed to always be friends, but to move on past that friendship to the next level, I would say about 4 or 5 months.
Yeah?
4 or 5 months. And then for y'all to lock into a relationship, 6 months is a good amount of time.
Yeah.
To see, like, you know, if you guys want to be in a relationship after the whole dating, friendship/dating phase. You don't want to rush it. But also, you're not going to just keep fucking and doing the same thing.
Exactly.
Because that eventually gets old.
You know what, Nate? Like, here's a problem that I see a lot of times, and this is why I say that amount of time, too. Because people need to understand, we're about creatures of habit. You can't just be like, you can't be doing all this stuff early, you know, first few months in, and then all of a sudden, you know, the months following after that, you didn't do what got us that interests me in the first place. What the hell?
Yeah, Mm-hmm.
And I understand people evolve, and some stuff you grow and change, but there's some stuff that is constant. You would love to stay constant because that's what drew me to you. Like, if you were passionate, I'll give you an example. If you were passionate about something, don't be like, all of a sudden, 6 months later, you just choose not to be passionate because you just that was one of the things I had to deal with in a past relationship where I had a person, like, they were, you know, when we started dating each other for the last time, they were passionate about something, and I was excited they were passionate because it gave us something to talk about all the time. But then they just all of a sudden just stopped doing that and were just like going with the motions. And I was like, nah, like, it's kind of whack because we had nothing to talk about. It's just the same status quo conversation of, hey, how you doing? My day was good. All right. Like, come on. Like, if it's time, the conversation sound boring, I ain't going to want to put up with it because now you're going to bore me to death.
Exactly. That's why you're supposed to date, go on dates, like, do stuff together, take walks together, like, you know.
Right. And if y'all are sexually active, so suck his dick at a random time, eat her out at the most random time, reach under the table and play with each other, something, man. Keep it going.
Reach under the table and play with each other. Baby, let me put your dick under the table real quick.
Hey, I had an ex that she literally. I still remember in math class, she reached over because it wasn't like traditional desk, it was tables. She reached under the desk, reached into my shorts, and was playing with it. I was like, the fuck is going on? Shit. You can't be doing that. I'm trying to do this math problem, and you over here trying to give me a different problem I got to deal with. Now I'm like hot and bothered, trying to get you.
Now you're trying to
class.
Focus. You can't even focus.
Right. Two. I don't even know what 2 + 2 equals on goddamn mo.
You know that 2 + 2
equals. I'm over here like 2 + 2 = 5. So yeah.
Nigga, did you say 2 + 2 = 5? You know what?
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's how you be feeling. She reach on the table, mess with you like that. She can't be doing that, man.
Oh,
I'm telling you. Nah, but I mean, but though, that you just gotta do random stuff to keep, like, just don't, like, don't be so predictable. Yeah, keep it. I would do something like, you know, like, I like first, like, Nay one time we're talking about how, you know, she played, she did role play. And the dude was a construction worker, and she was not cheated to this, but it's not a fight. Or she was a housewife. They had told a story one time about how she was talking to this dude, and they were role playing, and she was a housewife, and he was like the plumber, and he came in and said, "Ma'am, I heard you have some leaky pipes you need fixed." So yes, you know, you gotta keep it spontaneous. Yeah, I gotta keep, you know, or you know, some more Nays, you know, you gotta come in, y'all playing. She the housewife and you the robber and you coming in. I'm gonna come and take that pussy. And you choking her, and you, oh no, Mr. Grabber, don't choke me. You know.
Heck yeah. You know what? Now you got me wanting to go to the sex store and get some little sex games. Go hit up Cigarettes, get some little sex games.
Oh, man. They were like, Yeah, you gotta spice it up, man. Don't do the same weak ass doggy style time. If I like it for the big. I mean, that's great and all, but
baby,
you gotta
let me
Jackie
walk at the kitchen table while we eating dinner so fast.
Yeah, y'all gotta spice this shit the hell up. Y'all can't just be doing that same weak ass position.
We need the bathroom real quick.
Hey, I did something one time where one of my exes, she went to the kitchen, right? And it was pitch black. And you know, great, and she said she had roommates and whatnot, right? Because she's college dorm or whatnot. Not college dorm, but like a college apartment. And so, you know, she had the lights off. And, her roommates were in their rooms. Thrill. It's something about the thrill of getting caught.
Yes,
like,
getting caught.
So, it was pitch black. I ran there, ran behind her while she was checking into the kitchen. And put my hand down, pull the pants down. And said, don't. She said, what are you doing? No. I want to scream. No, you can't. Don't scream. I said, you got. I said, you go. I said, you can't. You know, you got to take it. Don't wake up your roommate.
What's
up? You got this. Spontaneous.
I'm telling me and my ex-girlfriend spent the night with my mama's house, and the way my mom's house was set up, like, in the living room is the doors to everybody's room. And me and my ex had sex on the couch while everybody was asleep. And, like, but anybody can just walk out in the living room and see us fucking on the couch. Well, we were under the covers, of course, but it's just, like, the place. Yeah,
no. The random Christmas morning sex, that's interesting. And literally,
yeah.
everyone's already out there opening up presents, and you in there open up a different type of present.
Ooh, child. I got a story for that one too. Me and my ex-girlfriend, we had roommates, like her sister and her girl had their own room. Then me and my ex, we had our own room. And she just wants to have sex early in the morning, so now I'm loud as fuck waking everybody else in the house.
Out of here.
Then I'm coming out the bedroom after. They like, yeah, I know you had it. I'm like, good morning, y'all. They're like, yeah,
I
know you had a good morning.
No, but you know, even without talking about sex, period, like this period, you got to just do fun stuff. You know,
yes.
I think this, because these, like, for me,
like,
when it comes to dating, I don't like, when it comes to, like, go down dates, I don't like regular dates. Let's go to the movies. Like, you can do that. You can do that.
Like stuff like that.
Bruh, I was having a discussion. I was like, I like to do stuff like that. Arcade, laser tag.
Let's play sex quiz.
Paintball. Yeah, do something crazy. Oh man, crazy game. No, I played. What was it before? I did strip blackjack. That was interesting.
Blackjack.
Yeah. because it was like Battle of Sexes. So if the ladies lost, they had to do whatever. They had to take those off. If the boys lost, we had to. So it was like basically to pull a card. Of course, you know how blackjack goes. So if you lose, you gotta whatever. But so I still remember my homeboy, he was playing, and he was getting real cocky because, man, he was calling it real close. I'm like, Lord, please don't let he get ready to lose this entire game for us. Y'all, I swear he had like, I think it was like 19. He was on 19, and I'm like, bruh, Like, you might as well stop here, but he's like, nah, I got to make sure we going to win. I'm like, man, what the fuck, bro? And so he gets ready to pull another car. I'm like, nah, man. Come on, we going to lose. So he pulls the car, y'all, 21 on the dot. I was like, bruh, come the fuck on. You was playing really fucking, you was getting ready to fuck us over. You can't be, but he was feeling, he felt the ear, he's like, oh, I got this. He pulled that car out, I was like, yes, Lord. So, yeah, I know about those type of games, pretty fun. Great times. But anyways, Nate, that was a great seduction 1-on-1. I'm going to give you some proper hand claps for that. I remember I was joking with you yesterday, tomorrow. I need some, with my sound effects yesterday. I need my soundboard in real life. But yeah, everyone, that was seduction 1-on-1. Shoot, we getting ready. I'm coming to end on the episode. Before we do, I'll remind you all that you can always listen to all the shows over at dustspot.com/dustspotradio. That's dustspotradio.com/dustspotradio. When you go there, you can be able to listen to the 6 most recent episodes on the player there, or also click the buttons underneath to go to where we're syndicated on both on iTunes, Stitcher Radio app, and the TuneIn Radio app. So you can listen to us at all those places. Enjoy the shows. So there you go. Nay, you got any announcements you want to make before we get off the show?
Just stay tuned. I'm always working. Stay tuned. You never know what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And stop asking bitches for money.
So, yes, if Nay so petty. But tonight, we actually just concluded our cover contest. So what we're doing, every issue from this issue throughout the rest of this year, we're testing this out this year. We're allowing the people to help us figure out the covers. So y'all choose the covers. It's like we make mock covers for each of the people that's going to be involved. As in a magazine that we're throwing to the cover contest, we have y'all choose. There's a simple process. People follow. All you gotta do is follow the Human Chemist Mag page. Then they like the cover that they want to win, and then they comment voted. They had to do, and it was very great, very much so great. Man, was very competitive. Shout out to also Harley was the winner of the contest, so she is the cover of the magazine, which drops this Friday. So, and that damn bitch, she's so goddamn loud. But yeah, so that's you guys had to look forward to. Other than that, this weekend, let me make sure I don't forget that at Makuma this Saturday, we got the Human Chemist Magazine Takeover party. Shout out to Makuma from my boy Reggie for inviting me out to come take over the magazine. Yes, come check us out. It's going down. Cannot wait to get in with you guys. So I'm excited. Just go to my pages. You'll be able to find out where the event is. So yeah, that's what's up. So yeah, we get right in the show, y'all, reminding you. And everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, or there's a J, or there's a... Or there's a... A nay, there is, or a J, there is a way. Y'all tune to the episode of Life That Does Live, your boy, Teddy J, and your girl... God, look, Nay Seduction. All right, and we always, in every Wednesday show, by letting you guys know, the public service announcement is, if you're going to help somebody, please do it responsibly. We out, y'all. Peace.